What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod, but I am missing a T, but luckily I have an L. I have Lisa Milan with me.
You do. Hi, Teddy. By the way, Teddy, you look so good.
Are you kidding me with the little crop top, the butt, all the things?
You know, like, I like to bring it, especially when I'm coming to see you.
Well, you know, one day I'm going to bring a butt and everybody's not going to know what to do with it. They're going to be like, hold on. Like, I am like SpongeBob SquarePants. Like, there's actually not
come on. There's so many housewives that bought theirs. You can buy yours.
But what would I say? What would be my thing that I'd say? I'd be like, oh, I've just been doing so many squats.
I don't know.
Like, we've seen you've been doing squats for years and you've never had
Or just say it's natural.
Like, oh, it's
some of the housewives do that.
You know what? At age 45, my body decided to metamorphose into me having a butt. And
hormones?
I'm going to remove a rib while I'm at it, too.
Mine's natural. Mine's natural, for the record.
Okay. Gertie and I just did a podcast where we talked about housewives that are open to discussing about what work they've had done and what aren't. I've always been really open with my, like, I'm like, I've had a neck lift. I had my boobs done. I get Botox. Like, I don't mind sharing it because for me, it's like, I think if you look at pictures of me from when I was 16 and you look at pictures of me now, I still can.
You still can look tell the same. Yeah, human. Yeah.
Like, yes, there are things that have changed. But it also is me.
Teddy, are you asking me what I've had done?
Yeah, that's what
just ask.
I'm roundabout way of asking.
Well, I've had my boobs done.
More than one time?
Only one time. After,
when do we need newbies?
Well, they said after 10 years. So I had mine done after my second son, who's 7 years old.
So you're similar to me.
Yeah. And then I've had lipo. But that's
where?
It. On my stomach.
Do you have any kind of like lumps from it?
I did, and it actually gave me loose skin. So I don't recommend getting lipo. I think it kind of did the opposite effect. Like, I can't wear bathing suits now. I can't wear, like, my thing down there because I have loose skin around the belly button area. And then they said you can do a tummy tuck. And I'm like, well,
no,
why didn't you?
No, you have a huge-ass scar.
Yeah, and I'm like, so why didn't you tell me that from the start? And he was like, I didn't know that your skin was going to react this way. So I highly recommend just going to the gym if you can, because honestly I have loose skin and I feel like my stomach, even though it wasn't flat, you know, I still had baby fat. I feel like I could have lost it and I would have been much better.
Yeah,
but I've never had anything done to my face, not even Botox, not even filler.
Ugh, must be
nothing.
Nice.
I literally look exactly the same as I did when I was a baby.
Well, I've had a lot of Botox. Like, if I could have Botox in my home fresh.
At what age do you think is a good time to start? Because for black women, they say black don't crack. But I have friends who, you know, they've done, I think, here.
When I was 20, well, I rode horses for a living. So, like, I was always in the sun. And mm-hmm. So at age 28, like, my forehead was already kind of a disaster.
Okay.
That's the first time I got Botox.
Okay.
And then sometimes I feel it. My body metabolizes it differently. Yeah. So it depends. Like, I hadn't had it for, you know, 6 or 7 months.
Right.
And then I went and got it. But I love Botox. I don't love the way filler looks on me.
Okay.
One time I got it right here. Mm-hmm. And then I looked like a puffer fish. Like, I was like,
but they say prevention is better than cure. So I have friends that are like, Lisa, just do it. I know you don't need it, but do it because prevention is better than cure. But then for me, I'm Googling, researching what's in the Botox. And it's all of these words that I can't pronounce.
Like botulism.
Like, what is that? Like, I don't know any of that stuff. Horse tranquilizer, all kinds of stuff. I'm like, I am not about to get cancer.
I'm looking at your face right now. You look absolutely stunning.
Thank you.
You do not need it. Nor do I think anybody needs it. You do it if you want to. And I just have always been transparent because I don't really care.
Yeah. Like, same. If I did it, I would say, but yeah. I think Botox people can tell when you have or not. You can't do certain things.
Yeah,
right?
I have a hook right here, like the one little hook where like it didn't take that I need to like go back and be like, hey, this one spot didn't quite take.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's kind of what we were chatting about. But to start out, clearly Lisa is an entrepreneur living out her dreams in Dubai. This is straight from her bio. I'm reading it.
I don't think I've heard it. Tell me what it says.
The former Miss Jamaica winner is the founder and chief designer of luxury maternity fashion brand Minero.
So far, so good. Yeah.
Yeah. Which has been worn and loved by celebrities.
That's true, too.
I feel a little offended that you never sent me any when I was pregnant any of the times.
When was your last baby?
I was on Beverly Hills when I was pregnant. She's 3. She just turned 4.
Really? And we didn't send you a care package?
No, you didn't.
Aww. Well, guess what? We actually have post-pregnancy line. Not that you need any of that, but it's honestly the clothes. I wear it all the time, and it's just ready to wear, but it's flattering to all body types.
And it's comfy to wear all the
time. Super comfy. Super.
Mom life.
I travel. Yeah. I have these leggings. They're called the Love Handlers. So basically, yes, a whole collection of Love Handlers. So basically, it just keeps you snatched.
Which I love.
But it's comfortable. Like, I fly in mine. It's like having, like, a little waist trainer without all that excessive, like,
tug on the stomach. Yeah.
Exactly. So we actually have a post-pregnancy line that...
Well,
you can wear.
I'll be awaiting my package.
I am sending you a package tomorrow. I'm making
because
sure the
I'm
girls
gonna
send
say,
it out.
Chanel just sent me her. I mean, I guess it was a couple months ago, but her makeup line, and I was like, "It's weird. I didn't get anything from Mina Rowe yet."
It's coming. It's in the package. It's in the mail.
That's what I do here. I bring people on to guilt them to send me free stuff.
Yes.
You're the proud mother of 3 children. Please tell me your kids' names, because this is a big thing now in the housewives world, is people not being able to remember.
Yes, other people's kids' names. So it's Maximilian, Sebastian, and Christian. So all of their names end with I-A-N. Because I'm OCD. And
me too.
Ian means child of God. So all of their names end with I-A-N.
Do you think there's anyone on your current cast that don't know your kids' names?
You know... I would have to say maybe Stanbury doesn't know my kids' names. But I did make an agreement with her that kids are off limits and I will not bring up her mothering skills and her lack thereof and all of that. Like, I'm just going to leave it.
So you're doing a great job of it so far.
I think so.
No, I'm just kidding.
I think so. I hope so. I hope so.
I'm not sure we can do lack thereof.
No. Oh, was that shade?
It was a little bit of shame.
Oh, no. She's great.
In general, who are you not great with at the moment? Without giving
too
much.
You know what? I actually have a good relationship with everyone on my cast. Some more than others. But Miss Teddy, you're going to have to tune into season 2, because what I'm not going to do is give you all the tea.
For the love.
Because I think, you know what? I'll tell you why. Because it's a lot of things are going to happen that people would not expect.
Okay.
I'll leave it there.
In my opinion, my guess is that Sarah will be a friend of this season and there will be a new housewife because reports are telling me there is a Talene Marie.
Yes, there's Talene. Talene is the new housewife. She's amazing.
Whose friend is she is coming in?
So she came in as Caroline Brooks' friend.
Okay.
Yes.
And you get along with her?
Sometimes.
Well, I like Sometimes. Her.
I like her. I do actually like her. I think I can take her in doses.
Is she a big, big energy?
She's a big energy.
Bigger than Chanel?
Which Chanel? The Chanel that we get on camera or the Chanel that we get off?
Well, the Chanel I got at BravoCon is a very big energy.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't see her at BravoCon.
Now there's so many unanswered questions. Okay, so you guys come back. What's the air date?
June 2nd.
June 2nd.
Yeah, it's so far, but honestly, I feel like it's going to be worth the wait. Like, there's so many twists and turns. I swear to God, if Bravo don't put the money behind this and push it like it deserves, I'm going to raise hell.
I feel like you guys might be the only franchise with, other than Sarah, everybody's married, right?
Everyone's married, except Caroline Brooks as well. She's divorced.
She's divorced. Do we see her dating at all?
Maybe.
All right. Because that's what I want to see. Yeah. I want to see somebody that's divorced getting back into it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so Sarah and Brooks are both divorced, and you might see them dating.
Anybody that you know?
Maybe.
Okay. And how would you feel about one of the women on Dubai being with somebody that's friends with your husband?
Oh, no. Oh, no. See, the thing is, my husband has really good friends. He's not a big, you know, social butterfly. And his friends are like, his friends mean a lot to him and they have substance. So I just think it just wouldn't work.
So did you watch this season of Miami?
I love Miami. Can I tell you? Miami, not because I'm from Miami.
Right.
But I feel like Miami are the underdogs. But this season, Miami, I feel, was the best one.
So good.
So good.
But how did you feel about Marcus and Jody being in the dressing rooms?
Can I tell you, Marcus was so annoying.
Okay.
So annoying. So, and them always cutting to him. I was like.
Is he getting paid? Is he the first house husband?
I don't know.
Ish? To be paid?
I don't know. But that was really annoying. And I actually like them together. But seeing him in there, they can't even, what did he say?
They can't even wash my dishes.
Like, boy, if you don't go sit down somewhere.
Yeah.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Well, he wanted to sit down on the couch in front of.
His dishes or Michael Jordan? I mean, because they're two different dishes.
And listen, I'm a Nepo baby. Yeah. Like, I get it.
Yeah.
But I don't understand saying you don't want to talk about somebody.
Yeah.
And then the first chance that you get, talking about it.
Yeah, no, I didn't like that. I wish husbands, boyfriends, you know, would stay out of it.
Yeah.
You know, like, leave the girls to be messy and catty. I love when, like, my husband stays out of it.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't want any parts of it, you know? And I think, I like men like that. Stay out of
the mix. So then how do you feel about Sergio?
I said the husbands stayed out of it.
Right. What was Sergio?
I love Sergio. I really do. Sergio is so cute. Sergio is so cute. But you know Sergio likes to be in the mix.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on that relationship?
You know what? It's grown on me. I really like them together. I actually think they do really well together. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Why are you, huh? How do you feel about them?
No, I now I'm about to say actually, which I think is like the worst thing to say, because when you say actually before giving a compliment, then you really are an asshole.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I actually really enjoyed your cooking, or I actually had fun tonight. Like, it's kind of an asshole thing. But every time I have been with them, he has been very fun and kind.
He is actually.
It's a real problem. Try to do it without actually.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
It really is hard. But he is actually
we can do hard things, Lisa.
He's nice. He's nice. I'll leave it there.
So who's your favorite husband?
Mine.
Well, no, you can't pick yours, clearly. I would hope you're married to him, but no,
from I love Chris. I love Ayan's husband.
Okay.
I love Chris. Chris is like such an amazing guy.
Because I'm trying to even remember back two Bravo cons ago.
Yeah.
There was supposedly some drama involving Ayan's husband not actually living in Dubai. Is that fact?
No, that was the worst rumor that Caroline Brooks told you.
Yep.
Yes. Were her mess. She's so messy. She is so messy. But none of that was true. I remember that because you stirred the pot.
Yeah.
Miss T in the pod. Well, that,
I do what I do.
Yeah. And you do it well. And you do it well. Not you starting a whole thing at BravoCon. And then she's like, yeah, because I remember when she was the cause.
I actually didn't remember if I started it or Tamara did.
You did. You started it and Ayan finished it.
Yeah. All right. Okay, yeah, where are we with Ayan at this point?
We are...
Well, I read that Chanel and Stanberry seem to be good friends now.
Yeah.
Seem is also another word.
Seem,
like actually,
you know, but it's so on point. Seems.
Okay, yes. Seem. Mm-hmm. And that you guys are no longer in the place that you used to be.
Well, we are no longer in the place that we used to be, which is quite sad. I'm not going to lie. Like, I remember being really devastated about it. But listen, friendships go through ups and downs. Right now we're in a down, but you never know.
When do you think, if you were to be a guessing kind of gal,
yeah,
when the reunion's going to be?
If we're going to be in June, I would say maybe August.
And do you guys ever bump into each other?
Of course. We have the same friends. We're in the same friend group.
Okay, so that this was my issue with Dubai the first season. Yeah. I felt like nobody was actually really friends. Like, it just felt like a group of people pushed together. And then that's why I said, I think Dubai is going to build and we're going to start to really love it.
Yeah. So Ayan and I have actually been best friends in real life for years, even before the show. So she was my model. I booked her to model for Mina Rowe. We developed a friendship over that. And over the years, our husbands played golf together. So when the whole thing
But does a friend give a friend a goat?
Listen, that's a good question. But in her defense, in their culture in Somalia and Kenya, giving a goat is like a big deal.
Okay.
Like that's like showing like love and appreciation. Like it's a big deal. So she was coming from a good place, but that was like giving me another child.
Your pool was giving me anxiety with the goat, giving goat
all
on a
it,
leash.
All of it. Yeah. It was rest in peace to Miss Goat. Rest Aww. In peace to Miss Goat. Yeah. But never again. Never again.
You've lived the goat life. And
yeah, I'm Jamaican. We curry goats. We don't pet them.
When you said that which Chanel, yeah, the one on the show or off, yeah, the show, mm-hmm, can you lean into that a little more?
I mean, the Chanel I know is a very different person to what the world knows, right? So I think the world's going to get to know her in many different forms this season.
Because what we've seen and what I've seen has, yeah, always been the over-the-top, like, fun-loving but a, yeah, little bit messy, like, yeah, that persona. Are, mm-hmm, we going to see a softer side?
Maybe. Tune in. June 2nd.
A more vulnerable side.
June 2nd.
thanks for having me lead up that question to get that juicy answer.
It's so juicy. Lemon squeezy.
Do you think there's any friend ofs this season? Other, yes, than Sarah, who I've already predicted.
we do have some friend ofs. Some good ones too.
Some good ones?
Yeah.
Are any of them friends of you?
Yes. Friendly of me. Friendly, yeah. I didn't bring them in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who do you think is going to have the roughest season?
This season, I would have to say, I think me.
What?
Yeah. I think me.
Because of personal reasons or because of the women?
I think everything.
Are you still married?
I'm still married happily. Jesus Christ. That part is good. That part is good. Oh my God. I hurt my neck a week ago because my kids play soccer. So they play for Manchester City Academy. And so we were in Qatar because they travel internationally to play games. And I hurt my neck, just going back on if everything is good with my marriage. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't do anything. I've been sick in bed all week. But then I had to jump on a 17-hour flight, obviously, because Elton John's party. I can't miss it. And my husband's looking at me like, well, you've been sick all week. And you're about to get on a flight. Like, what's up? And I'm like, oh my God, why would you... You don't think about me. Why would you ask me for sex right now when, are you kidding me? And he was like, looking.
He's like, no.
I had to do my wifely duties.
No, you have to do it the day before you leave.
You have to. It's like a thing.
It's actually written in the prenup.
It is. I don't have a prenup. But
you
if
don't?
I do, no, girl. I do. I'm not signing no prenup.
I signed.
Everything is half of mine. Actually, probably more because I have the kids.
What are the rules in Dubai? Because in California, it's 50-50, but what's Dubai rules?
I don't know Dubai rules, but I know my rules. And
I wasn't ready. I actually wasn't ready.
It will not be 50-50. God forbid. I raised the kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this is now bringing me to the Elton John party.
Yes.
I normally go every year because one of my best friends throws it every year. And
who's your best friend?
Her name's Virginia Fout. And she runs the Elton John Foundation.
Amazing. Yeah.
So normally I go, but this week I was with my daughter in Palm Springs. So I'm like living vicariously through everybody's Insta stories.
Yeah.
How was it? Who's your favorite person to meet?
Oh, it was so fun. We had literally had the best time. I saw your bestie. I saw Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
She was there with Kesha and so many people. Oh, I didn't see Avril. Oh. But Avril's tiny like me. So.
Yeah. You could have missed
it. So many people.
Well, that's how I felt the first time I ever saw Kim Kardashian. Yeah. I always saw her on TV and thought she was going to be tall.
Yeah.
And then I was standing next to her and I was like, I'm 5'3 and I'm towering over her.
Yeah. I get that all the time too. People think I'm so much taller than I am. And when they see me in person, they're like, you're so tiny. You're so tiny. And I'm like, get over it, bitch.
You're like
I'm tiny. Like, let's keep it pushing. I'm tiny. We get it. Yes.
Well, my sister's very tiny. She's 4'11 and she lies and says she's 5 foot.
That's like me. I think I'm 5'3, but I really don't know. I just say 5'5 because you know that song? 5'5 with brown eyes. It just works.
But I'm here to tell you, you're definitely not 5'5.
No?
I'm wearing these shoes.
But you're not taller than me.
Right now,
you are not taller than me. Three. So if you're 5'3, I'm 5'3 and a half. 5'4?
No, Kyle and I fight about this all the time.
Kyle's smaller than me. She's shorter than me.
Well, with those shoes.
No, but she's shorter than me anyways.
Well, she's shorter than me too.
Okay.
But we have no problem with our height.
No, we don't. You know, we're 5'3", but we have the personality and the attitude of a 6'3 man.
Yeah, I mean, we got this. We're alphas. You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
All right, what else do we need to dig into? Mm-hmm. Who was anyone rude to you?
No one was rude to me. Actually, I was best dressed at Elton's party.
Hold on, let me see your outfit.
You have to see my outfit. Where's my phone?
How have I not even seen this yet? What were you
Babe,
wearing?
Babe, it's everywhere. I was it in was gold.
Teddy, where have you been? Were you I was in gold. Better dressed than, I'm trying to think, who was your favorite from last night?
Besides me?
No, like in general at the Oscars.
Oh, there.
Oh, hot.
Thank you.
Yeah. Would it give me the illusion of having hips?
Yes. It snatches you in all the right places.
Oh my gosh, you do look super hot.
Thank you.
Did you go for the dinner portion or just the after party?
I went to the after party because I went to the dinner at DirecTV.
Oh, so you saw all the...
It was like a reunion. It was like BravoCon.
Yeah, it was BravoCon.
Yeah, so I saw Erica. I saw Phaedra. Who else? Gertie. Everybody was there. What's that one from Salt Lake?
Meredith Brooks.
Meredith,
she's everywhere.
All the time. You know, she's working.
She works. Well, I don't think she lives in Salt Lake, so she has time to get
around. Oh, that's
around.
Perfect.
Oh, my gosh. And then what time did your night end?
Well, first of all, no one told me that everything in L.A. closes early.
Yeah, no.
So I was on a hunt for food. I drove everywhere trying to find food at 11:30 at night. Everywhere is closed.
Oh, like a dinner place?
Like a dinner place.
No.
I didn't know. So I didn't get in until like 1:30 because I spent 45 minutes driving around. I found a place.
What place?
I don't know. I went to eat calamari and pizza and it hit the spot. Went home, showered, went to bed.
Okay. So you didn't, it wasn't like a super late night.
No.
No bad decisions.
No bad decisions.
You didn't start any drama.
I never start. I always finish. Never. That's not my thing. I don't start drama.
I feel like I have seen you start drama before.
Teddy, name.
Name them. Name them.
Name them.
You know what? I'm put in a really precarious situation because I get to watch... Yeah. So many different franchises mm-hmm. that now all franchises, they're all guilty by association.
Yes, yes.
But I do feel like there was a time, mm-hmm. maybe it was at the table with you and Stanberry and Sergio.
Okay, no, she started it.
Remind me.
And I had to finish it.
Okay, but like, was he chatting with you and then she got pissed?
Yes. And then she was like, oh, who's going to, you know, suck your...
Oh yeah.
Yeah. How did I start it, Teddy?
I don't know.
When
I'm just
that to me.
This all was years
I was
ago.
Just I'm being, 80... I was just being cute and
I'm
fabulous.
I'm 174 episodes
and
past that time, but I can
was
still
being
remember.
Friendly, and she didn't like it. Yeah.
Do you think?
But
he
that was her
insecure.
No, he wasn't hitting on me at all. I don't even remember what we were talking about, but she just got in her feelings.
Was your husband in his feelings?
Over the 50-year-old influencer, why would my husband be in his feelings?
No, I meant about Sergio.
Oh, no.
For the love.
No.
50-year-old influencer.
Yeah. By the way, her facelift looks so good. My husband saw her and said, it's giving 25-year-old influencer.
What is my neck lift giving?
Oh, you had a neck lift?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even tell. It's giving. It looks good. If you, I can't tell. So that means
what
it looks
age?
Really good.
What age are you gonna pick me as?
21, Teddy.
No.
21.
Listen, I'm like a lizard dry from the desert.
21.
With my kids
that's
at sporting
it. 21. 21. 21.
Chapped lips, exhausted, but I'm here.
21.
20. You know what? I think that I look 21, and then I see myself in
Keep
a picture
that.
Next
that's
to a 21
it.
Year old, and then I'm like.
It's not how you look, it's how you feel. So.
But remember when you were younger and you would stand next to like you would be with your parents and they'd be like, I'm 36 and you're like, they're so old.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm older than when I thought my parents were old.
Yeah.
So I'm.
No, I'm not saying, yeah, like, I know you are. I'm saying, yeah, no, I get it.
I mean, are you significantly younger than me?
How old are you?
What do you think?
21. Well, if you're 21, yeah, I'm older than you.
My guess is that you're 35.
I am. In 2 weeks.
See?
I'm the youngest housewife ever.
That used to be me.
No, not even when you were on it, you were not my age. No. Not in a shady way. Not in a shady way. Well, how old were you when you started?
36.
See?
I think because I'm 42 now.
I started when I was 32.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was 32 when I joined Housewives.
Okay. Can we get into the Miss, the crown wearing?
Which one?
Well, like there was like some controversy about which crown you had. The girls were, listen, I have never got any crown. Nobody ever wanted me to walk anything. So this isn't me throwing shade. This is me just trying to understand.
Yeah, yeah.
People are trying to poke holes. And if it's Miss America, Miss World, Miss this, Miss whatever, explain it to me.
Okay, so I won Miss Jamaica in 2010.
Okay.
And I went to represent Jamaica in Miss International, which is the third largest pageant in the world. So it's Miss Universe, Miss World, Miss International, Miss Earth, and then I think Miss Global. Okay. If you're in the pageant world, you get it.
Yeah.
So they crown four queens every year in Jamaica, and I was one of the four.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
And would you ever put, if you had a daughter and you
100%. You would do it. 100%. But my husband is so against it, which is, for me, God knows why we have sons, because I feel like we would fall out.
Yeah.
We would fall out over that. 100%. I feel like with pageantry, you get to network. I mean, I traveled the world. I competed in China. I've been everywhere through pageantry. You get what they call it, elocution lessons.
But I watched the documentary and
there's pros and cons in everything. In everything. For me, I had a positive experience. Like, my mom wasn't like the crazy mom. She
probably
just did
like
it.
Me with my daughter with riding horses. I am a crazy person. I'm at the, like, because I did it growing up, I'm at the gate and like she makes a mistake and I'm like,
well, you know what?
I won't even make eye contact.
I don't know what kind of pageant mom I would be, being that I've done it before, but I feel like pageantry, every little girl, if possible, should do a beauty pageant. Yeah. 100%. It helps to build confidence. You learn public speaking. You get to network. You know how to hustle, go out, get sponsors. It's
great. Do you think you could teach me how to walk?
I could teach you how to walk. You don't know how to walk? Teddy.
It's not good. It's not a good look.
Yeah, okay, we'll do it. We'll do it.
It's
see,
like,
this is why you put your daughters in pageantry.
No, it gives like just got off a horse, might have a wedgie, uncomfortable, like arms wide doing this.
Oh my God, Stanberry has the funniest walk too. If yours is better than hers, then you're a step ahead.
I can't imagine it is.
Yeah?
No.
Okay, we'll work on it.
Okay, so you can make that kind of promise to me.
Yes, yes.
So that by the end of the time together, I will be able to walk.
Maybe not in a pageant, but you can walk. You'll be cute.
I can walk the streets.
Yes.
Without being mocked.
Definitely.
Is what you're saying. Perimenopause is coming in hot.
I can't.
Maybe not in a pageant. Do they have pageants for someone of my maturity level?
They have pageants that go up to every age.
That actually frightens me a little bit.
It frightens me.
It worries me for the 40-year-old that's like, you know what, I'm going to
sign up. It worries me for the 70-year-olds who still do pageants. It does. But you know what? To each is their own. If that's your thing, that's just your thing. It also worries me, you know, people doing other things that they shouldn't be doing.
But, very true.
Yeah.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
It is Ryan here and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. Directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
All right. Let's get into just regular life stuff.
Yes.
Number one marriage advice topic that you would get. Like, what is your one piece? Like, what's the hardest part of your marriage and what's the best part?
So the best part is how we communicate. So my husband and I have been together for 12 years and I don't think we've ever really had like a screaming match. And I'll tell you, not that we don't get mad at each other, but I feel like
who's the fighter and who's the one that makes up?
So I'm the fighter and I'm the one that makes up.
Oh!
I'm both. Because he knows if you fight with me, I can't go to sleep mad. So what he'll do is he'll go downstairs, go on the couch or go in the guest room and not come upstairs. And he knows I can't fall asleep that way.
No, that's my husband. My husband calls me PW, the paranoid white.
Yeah.
Because he's Colombian. Yeah. And he's like, at some point you're going to give in.
Yeah, that's me. That's literally me. So I'm the one that starts the drama and I'm the one that has to fix it. Always. Always, always, always. But the way we communicate is my favorite thing. I can talk to him about everything. He knows all about my exes. He knows everything about
me. Oh, I like to know everything.
Yeah, I'm the same way. And he talks to me about everything as well. And when we do get mad, we actually just talk it out, you know, or we go silent and then we talk it out. But I feel like the way we communicate to me is my favorite thing because I grew up seeing my parents shouting at each other. No,
I can't do
and
that.
I cannot do that. And I don't like to yell and I don't like to be yelled at. And I think
once you say something to me, you can never take it back.
Yeah.
So if you're like, I'm done, then great. We are done forever.
Same.
You want to say that?
Yeah.
And
I think for us, I think our weakness would probably have to be, I don't know, the whole, he just needs to leave me alone and let me shop.
Listen, it's not even shopping for me. It's Amazon.
Listen, leave me alone and let me shop. And that includes Amazon. I need to get shares in Amazon because at this point, I feel like what is going on?
I have something to take up with Amex. Like, stop notifying him. Like, I don't need you to notify him when I'm purchasing River's birthday gift for next Sunday.
Yeah.
He's like, what do you need from Amazon that was $31.99?
When you have to get the OTP code,
that's
the worst one. That's the worst one. When I have to call him and be like, hi, so what's that four-digit code? What is this for, Lisa? Something for the kids.
No, it's always for the kids. It's always for the kids.
But it really genuinely is.
Nine times out of ten, it is for the kids.
I shop for them more than I shop for myself. But
I'm not buying purses on Amazon. But like, he's the one that's like buys his like probably generic La Mer face for like products from Amazon. He's like, can you get me new La Mer? I'm like, it comes and it's like open.
Hilarious.
I'm like, let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah, but that's hilarious. I feel like that's what we fight about the most. Lisa's shopping. But, you know, if he would just let that slide, we'll be good.
Yeah. I don't like, also, my husband doesn't check his calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So our kids are all in sports. We're all, it's like everybody's all hands on deck. Yeah. We have people that help, like we have, I have a mommy's helper. There's everybody is somewhere. There's either volleyball or riding or football or like a birthday party. There's something. And he'll be like, what's the plan for Saturday? And I'm like, it's in the calendar.
Like, did at least he asks. My husband just expects me to be doing all of it.
I'm like,
all of it.
I'm like, you, well, I don't, he doesn't even expect me to be doing all of it.
Yeah.
But he expects me to like walk him through it. And I'm like, no, it's all in the calendar. You're able to attend any one of the four events that we have occurring. Yeah. But I cannot talk you through it.
Yeah, no, my husband is complete opposite. He's like, oh yeah, the kids have things to do. Oh, that's great. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'll see you guys on the weekend.
Yeah, we're more of weekend together, except like when we have to.
But he is very hands-on, though, I have to say. He's super, super hands-on with the boys. Thank God we don't have a girl, because they just do boy stuff, you know? And I'm such a girly girl. I don't know how I ended up with three sons. But, yeah, he's super hands-on. They love soccer. They do, that's their thing. And, yeah, I just.
Do you have a favorite?
I actually don't. Genuinely, on God, I do not have a favorite child, because they each have something that I love and they each have something that annoys the shit out of me.
Yeah.
So it's almost so difficult, you know, to have a favorite. There's not, none of them are perfect. So I can't have a favorite. Maybe when they're older and maybe they, you know, their real characters and personality kick in, I will.
See, but I for only now, have no. one son, so clearly I have a favorite.
Oh. I have three, and boys love their mommy.
No, like, he comes in every morning, gives the best hugs. Yeah. And it, like, there's boys no one that mommy. Gives a better hug than my son.
Yeah.
But then now he's too cool. And so then I'm like,
can't kiss in public.
Oh, yeah.
Or even kiss them on the lips.
Nothing.
Yeah.
And then, no.
But how old do you think? Because I don't know. I had this whole argument, and my husband was like, yeah, but they're right. He's turning 10. Of course he doesn't want you to kiss him on the mouth. Like, it's weird. And I'm like, how is it weird? I'm his mom.
All right, so you head to Miami. You have to pick one lady from Miami that you'd hang out with. Who's it going to be? Is it going to be Gertie? Because she's,
you know,
here
what?
In the
no,
waiting
no, no.
room.
It's not. I love Gertie, and we always have the best time. So naturally, I would go with her. So I'm going to not choose her, because naturally, I would go with her, because that's my girl. But if I had to choose someone else besides her, it would probably be Alexia.
Oh, she's so fun.
I love her. She's so fun. I think we have similar taste in fashion. And yeah, she's a Cuban doll and I'm the Jamaican Barbie.
Oh,
yeah.
Barbies enough to go around. Who stirs the pot the most this season?
In my cast, I would have to say the new girl.
Talene?
Yes, I think so. I think so.
And she's married?
She's married.
How many kids does she have?
Two girls.
What are their names?
Don't ask me that. Wait, I do know it. Listen, if Talene's watching this, she called Max Constantine the other day. And I'm like, how do you get Constantine from Maximilian? You know,
because
so
they're both very formal names.
You think? No, it's so way off. So she will not kill me that I think it's Gigi and Cece. Gigi and Cece. I think so.
Okay, Gigi and Cece. All right, you shaded Sheree a little bit at BravoCon.
I don't think she's forgiven me, by the way.
Asking if she was wearing Alexander Sheehan.
McSheen. Yes. She said she was wearing Alexander McQueen. Yes, and I asked Alexander McQueen or Alexander McSheen. Yeah, which was it?
Well, which was it?
You know what? To this day, I really don't know. But the way how
she was... Was it the onesie?
I don't know. I can't remember what she was wearing. I just remember her limping across the stage and just being mad. She was so mad. And I'm like, girl, it was fun shade. Lighten up. You've been, you know, you've been around the block for a long time. You know fun shade.
People can make fun of my clothes all day long. That's, if people only made fun of my clothes, I'd be thrilled. I'd be like, I am winning at life. I am terrible at everything else. Any regrets from this season? Anything you want to spill?
No regrets. I don't live my life in regrets. I know that's so cliche. Everybody's like, I don't live. I learn from my whatever. But genuinely, no regrets from this season. I feel like everything happened as it should have. And, you know, now I know people's true colors.
Who's your best friend?
Myself.
No, don't give me that bullshit answer. No. You have to pick one.
At the moment, I don't know. I'm cool with everybody, but some more than others. Yeah. I can't give it to you because you'll know. You'll know.
No, but like, who is the person that you text when you need?
So listen to this. I'll tell you this. The person I text maybe the most in the group is probably Talene, the new girl. But I didn't get along with her that well on the show. But we've grown since then. They shot our show a long time ago.
Right.
Yeah. I'll leave it there, Teddy. No, you got to tune in. June 2nd.
For the love. Tune in June 2nd.
June 2nd, Real Housewives of Dubai. I feel like Dubai, especially season 2, is so good.
So good that if you guys don't tune in
and give us the numbers, I'm going to be best.
Listen, you guys better give them the numbers. Anyways, keep tuning in to Two Teas in a Pod. And yes, if you want to get your Mina Rowe, where do they go?
Yes, www.minarowe.com. Yes, yes, yes. This was so fun.
Thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me. I need to come back to LA more often.
You have to. Yes. And you could go ahead and invite us to Dubai whenever.
Habibti, come to Dubai.
I love it.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.